The Wisconsin Badgers women's cross-country team hosted the NCAA championship Saturday at the snow-covered Thomas Zimmer course. Colorado won the team title behind overall champ Danny Jones, with New Mexico, Oregon, Michigan, and Stanford rounding out the top five. Hey, how's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more at WWIB.com. The Badgers finished 10th in the final tourney of the year. Alicia Monson capped off a sensational season for Wisconsin with a fourth-place finish. And redshirt junior Amy Davis crossed the line in 67th place. And she is with me today on Sports and Commentary. So a 10th-place team finish for Wisconsin. Amy, talk about the way the season concluded for Wisconsin.
I think that the season ended in a way that we can walk away with our heads up and knowing that we are more than just like a team. I think a lot of what it is we are more than just a score that is posted or more than just a number that people see in the rankings. Our team has like a very unique dynamic, and the way that we go about being with one another is actually true family mentality of support and really being there for one another. So I think like walking away from the season, we can know that not only did we place high, which is always fun, but we can walk away knowing that we learned so much more about one another in order to just create even more of a family aspect of what Wisconsin Badgers is all about. So I think that's something that's really special. Mm-hmm.
So is this the tightest team relationally that you've been on down there?
I definitely agree. I feel like ever since my freshman year, just when Jill brings on new people onto the team and whatnot, just like it's grown throughout time, just like how she's really handled the recruiting, just the way she interacts with us, and then how she pours into us really allows us to overflow and pour into the incoming freshmen. So, yeah, I think it's really cool.
That Jill you referred to as head coach, Jill Miller. So was the 10th place finish and the overall season, you think, a step forward or backward for the program?
I think it's a step forward. I think no matter what, we had a lot of consistency throughout the year, which is something that changed from last year. I think last year we had quite a few more ups and downs. And then I think, too, we learned a lot about consistent training as well. And that's something that you can't really, like, always ask for from your athletes is just consistency. Being consistent throughout the whole time, I think, is something that's really important. So I think we definitely moved forward, even though our placing was the same as last year as it was this year. Overall, I think, yeah, we just are more solid.
All right. You crossed the stripe in 67th place, a little bit behind the 55th place result of last year. Tell me what happened with you out there on the course.
I think a lot of what it was is I have this personality and sense to be a caretaker. And I think this year I might have allowed that to get more so in the way of certain things, really just not always sometimes putting myself first and being this kind of, I had this conversation actually with my dad yesterday about as an athlete and as a Christ follower, sometimes you have to be selfish in the sense of taking care of yourself. And by taking care of yourself, you're going to be able to be used in other ways even better. So I think it was just another learning lesson of me of I can take care of other people, but oftentimes I have to think of being able to take care of myself. But when it came to my place of that day, like that's what I had and that's all I was able to do. And I need to be able to walk away looking at it as a lesson learned, not being disappointed in it, but knowing that I can become better from that time forward. Because if you think about it too, like I placed better at Big Tens this year than I did last year, but at NCAAs I placed not as good as I did last year. So there's like a little bit of give and take there as well.
Yeah. You never know about the weather this time of the year. And it was cold, it was snowy for title day. How did that affect you?
Yeah, it was pretty cold. I think it was actually kind of fun. I've never really raced in the snow before. And a lot of what it was too is as athletes at this level, you just have to remember that conditions, you can't really allow them to get to your head. So no matter what the day is, rain or shine or snow, you're going to have to compete. So really going in with that mentality, but also being smart with the conditions, knowing, like, don't wear the full uniforms of the Bundys if it's cold out. Put on leggings so you have warmth when you're running, or wear an extra underwear under your uniform. So that kind of thing, I think, was something that people had to think about as well.
Sure, sure. What did it mean, you think, to the program to host the NCAA championship?
I think that it was big, knowing that we have an amazing course, and just really allowing people to see that Wisconsin has such like a wide range of sports that are very well put together. I think it just kind of, putting on a place for people to gather and watch cross country, I think is cool, because not many people really have experienced what it's like to be at a cross country meet. And there were so many alumni here, people from all over. I think it was really sweet just having people from Wisconsin that were former Badgers able to come and watch running.
Great. Wisconsin was third at Big Ten, second in the regional, wound up 10th at the NCAA championships they hosted this past weekend. Amy Davis, the redshirt junior on the cross-country team, is with me from Madison. I tell you what, we're out of time here, Amy, so let's plan a getting together on the next sports and commentary to talk more about cross-country. Want to have you share about what God did through your life and in your life with this team this year, and visit a little bit about your dad, Barry Davis, resigning after 25 years heading up the Wisconsin Badger wrestling program. You did that this past spring, and the emotions of that in your family there. So appreciate you being with me today, and we'll talk soon. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Bye.
Bye.